The first to announce for the seat was Evansville Representative Janice Ringhand, who was elected to the Assembly in 2010. Ringhand says she's a lifelong resident of Rock County with 11 years of local government experience, which she says has given her the chance to know her community.
Just number one, I listen. I actively listen when people talk to me, so I hear what they're saying and then try to find solutions for whatever the situation may be.
Ringhand is endorsed by several current and former Democratic legislators, as well as Ask Me and WEAC, among other groups. Also vying for the seat is Austin Szyzinski, who previously worked as a legislative aide to Senator Cullen and has Cullen's endorsement. At 24, Szyzinski is the youngest candidate in the primary and says he could bring new ideas to the Senate.
If you add up all the legislative experience of the 33 state senators, there's 570 years there, and they're not getting it done.
Szyzinski says he'd help grow the state's economy by lowering taxes for small business startups in their first few years. Seeking to make a political comeback in this Senate district is former Assembly Speaker Mike Sheridan, who lost his Assembly seat in the Republican wave year of 2010.
I just know that I have a lot of business that is undone and things that I want to accomplish.
Sheridan once worked at the Janesville GM plant and was until recently a lobbyist for the AFL-CIO. He's taken heat in this campaign from two of his former Democratic colleagues for his actions as Speaker when he dated a payday loan lobbyist and later withdrew his support for a bill that would have regulated the payday loan industry. The winner of tomorrow's primary takes on Republican Brian Fitzgerald in the general election. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.